America's diet wars, it seems, have shifted into high gear. You can barely get through a day without hearing some kind of "my diet's better than your diet" assertion. There's the Atkins, the Zone, the South Beach, the Ornish, the Weight Watchers, and the list goes on. All promise to take off pounds, but each has a unique prescription for fat, sugar, and carbohydrate intake. Tufts University has conducted the first comprehensive study of the four most popular diet plans, and Dr. Michael Danziger is here to tell us about the findings. He's an obesity researcher at Tufts New England Medical Center and lead author of the popular diet study. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Now, you looked at four diets, and I'm really simplifying them here. The Atkins diet, which stresses high fat intake and little or no carbs. The Zone, which stresses high fat, moderate carbs. The Dean Ornish diet, which is extremely low fat and vegetarian. And Weight Watchers, which is a balanced but carefully prescribed eating plan. In a nutshell, how do these diets stack up in terms of taking the pounds off?
They're all about the same. The closer you follow them, the better they work. In our study, we found that people who followed their diet very closely for a total of 1 year could lose 30 to 50 pounds, but not everyone chose to follow their diet. And so on average, we found that all the diets reduced weight an average of 10 to 12 pounds.
So if you stayed with it and if you actually lived by the letter of the diet, you could lose quite a bit of weight. But how many people were able to do that? And is that in and of itself a measure of the diet's success or its effectiveness?
A diet won't work unless you choose to follow it. And in our study, about a fourth of the people followed it their diets closely and achieved 20 or more pounds of weight loss. About a third followed their diet so-so and got 5 to 15 pounds of weight loss, and others, maybe even half, chose not to follow their diet at all and often gained weight or maybe lost 3-4 pounds. But our study does show that regardless of which eating plan you're going to pick, if you follow it very closely, you'll lose probably half of the excess weight you have to lose.
It seems that you're saying that it doesn't matter that whether you stress carbs or whether you completely eliminate carbs from your diet, it doesn't matter. You're still going to lose weight.
Well, actually, I would say that our study suggests something very different in that there's different strokes for different folks.
How do you match the person to the diet?
If someone has had a recent heart attack and they have a high level of the bad cholesterol and they're willing to do whatever it takes to turn their health around, I like to recommend something like the Ornish diet, which is very intensive. You get a lot of bang for your buck with that. For someone who has low levels of the good cholesterol, doesn't want to spend a lot of time in the kitchen, someone who maybe likes meat and vegetables and can give up the starch, something more like Atkins or the Zone or the carbohydrate addicts diet seem to work especially well in those cases. And some people need something that's moderate. In that case, I might go with something that's like the USDA food pyramid.
Which of the diets was most effective in reducing the risk of heart disease? It's hard to imagine that a diet like the Atkins in the long run is heart healthy.
In order to assess the risk of heart disease, we used the best measure that we could think of, which is the Framingham Heart Risk Score. And that is a composite score that looks at the good and the bad cholesterol and the blood pressure. And we found that they all reduced heart risk, and it depended more on how much weight you lost than which diet you were on.
All right, doctor, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Michael Danziger is a researcher at Tufts New England University Medical Center, and he's lead author of the university's popular diet study, which was released over the weekend in Orlando.